Welcome to the podcast series The New Student Pharmacist, where we discuss chemistry and pharmacy, as well as leaders in pharmacy careers, community, and chemistry and pharmacy research. We encourage you to support the work we are doing and follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts by subscribing for free. Note, the views on the podcast represent those of my guest and I.
In the heart of the cell where secrets dwell, lies the nucleus, a masterful genesis. Chromatin networks dancing in twists and swirls, holding the codes, the stories untold. Oh, nucleus, in your chromosomal embrace, regulating life with elegance and grace. Gene expression, in your controlled procession, you weave the fabric of our very essence. With histones and nucleosomes, a tightly wound script, epigenetic mysteries in a chromatic crypt. Transcription factors binding with a rhythmic swing, promoters and enhancers make the cellular world sing. Oh, nucleus, a dynamic domain so crucial, in cancer's shadow your balance becomes crucial. Gene silencing and activation in a delicate dance, in the story of life you lead the advance. Splicing and dicing RNA information, mRNA travels with vital information. From the depths of the nucleus to the cytoplasmic seas, a journey of codes unlocking life's mysteries. In the nucleus where genetic fates intertwine, mutations whisper, the onset of a malignant sign. Oncogenes and suppressors in a delicate play, when the balance tips, the cellular order sways. Oh, nucleus, in your realm so profound, life and death in your cycles are bound. In the dance of genes, under the bossa nova sky, you hold the key where the answers lie. In the swing of life, in the rhythm of existence, the nucleus endures with resilient persistence. In the bossa nova beat, hear the cellular song, in the heart of the cell where the truths belong.
Purpose of these episodes not at all for advice or medical suggestions. These are aimed to provide support to peer pharmacists in training in educational and intellectually stimulating ways. Again, these are not at all for medical advice or medical suggestions. Please see your local board and state-certified health professional. The views of this podcast represent those of my guests and I.
You are very important, especially to us here at the New Chemist podcasting group. You listening in is significant.
Vous êtes très important, surtout pour nous ici au New Chemist podcasting group. Votre écoute est significative.
Usted es muy importante, especialmente para nosotros aquí en The New Chemist Podcasting Group. Usted escuchando, es significativo.
Você é muito importante. Especialmente para nós do The New Chemist Podcasting Group. Você ouvindo, é significativo.
Είστε πολύ σημαντικοί, ειδικά για εμάς εδώ στο The New Chemist Podcasting Group. Το να ακούς είναι σημαντικό. Sie sind sehr wichtig, besonders für uns hier bei The New Chemist Podcasting Group. Es ist wichtig, dass du zuhörst.
Je bent erg belangrijk, vooral voor ons hier bij The New Chemist Podcasting Group. Dat je meeluistert, is veelbetekenend.
You are very important, especially to us here at The New Chemist Podcasting Group. You listening in is significant.
Let's begin. Verse 1. Yo, gather round. Let's take a cellular ride to the world of ribosomes, where the magic resides. Tiny but mighty, in the cytoplasm they glide, synthesizing proteins, with amino acids they collide. In the heart of the cell, they're the real MVPs, linking up peptides, like the dopest of MCs. From Myrna's message, they read the script with ease, translating codons. In threes, they seize. Chorus, ribosomes, ribosomes, in the cell's concert hall, crafting proteins, big and small. On the rough ER or floating free, ribosomes, making that protein symphony. Verse 2, now, let's break it down, to the ribosomal parts, large and small subunits, where the action starts. And as the core, with proteins in carts, together they form. A complex that never departs. In translation's game, they play the central role, from start codon to stop, they're on a roll. Binding ternas, they make the polypeptide whole, folding it right, that's the ultimate goal. Chorus, ribosomes, ribosomes, in the cell's concert hall, crafting proteins, big and small. On the rough ER or floating free, ribosomes, making that protein symphony. Bridge, from muscle to enzyme, they build mol, in every cell, they stand tall. Essential for life, they never rest, in the world of biology, they're the best. Verse 3, now, in every organism, they're universally found, from bacteria to humans, they're cell renowned. In every tissue, every organ, they're bound, with ribosomes at work. Life's profound. So, next time you ponder about life's intricate scheme, think of ribosomes working in every life stream. Creating the proteins for every cellular dream, ribosomes, they reign supreme. Outro, ribosomes, ribosomes, in the cell's concert hall, crafting proteins, big and small. From translation to folding, they oversee, ribosomes. The key to life's mystery. Sure thing. Here's a modern hip-hop rap about protein translation and post-translational modifications. Verse 1, yo, check the mic, let's dive into the cell's core, where protein translations got secrets galore. From DNA to RNA, the journey's not a bore, mRNA steps up, with a code to explore. Ribosomes latch on, reading frames in a line, decoding each codon, amino acids combine. Peptide bonds forming, in a chain so fine, protein synthesis, nature's own design. Chorus, protein translation, the cellular dance, ribosomes at work, giving proteins a chance. But wait, there's more, after the translation stance, post-translational mods, enhancing the advance. Verse 2, now let's shift gears. To the post-translational scene, where proteins get tweaked, becoming functionally keen. Phosphorylation adds a phosphate, so serene, altering function, like a well-oiled machine. Ubiquitination tags for degradation, so clean, marking proteins for the proteasome, unseen. Acetylation on lysines, changing machine, regulating interactions, like a boss, so keen. Chorus, protein translation, the cellular dance, ribosomes at work, giving proteins a chance. Post-translational mods, in their intricate stance, elevating functions, in life's intricate expanse. Bridge, from Golgi to ER, proteins travel with grace, finding their destinations, each in its place. With mods in tow, they embrace their roles in the cell, an intricate chase. Verse 3, glycosylation's sweet, adding sugars with zest, ensuring stability, putting functions to the test. Lipid additions, too, join the quest, anchoring proteins in membranes expressed. So when you ponder how life's complexities unfold, remember protein translation, a story untold. And post-translational mods, worth their weight in gold, in the dance of life, they're bold, manifold. Outro, protein translation, a journey so grand, ribosomes, ternas, working hand in hand. With post-translational mods across the land, they're the unsung heroes, in life's band. Title, Unveiling the Intricacies, Protein Translation and Post-Translational Modifications in Neuroscience and Oncology. Introduction. Greetings, esteemed colleagues and luminaries in the fields of neuroscience and oncology. Today, we gather around the proverbial fireside to delve into a topic that stands at the fascinating intersection of our disciplines, the significance of protein translation and post-translational modifications, PTMs. This intricate molecular ballet not only underpins the fundamental processes of life but also illuminates the pathogenesis of neurological disorders and cancers, offering a vista of therapeutic opportunities. Protein translation, the bedrock of cellular function. Protein translation, a process elegantly choreographed within the ribosomal machinery, translates the genetic code into functional proteins. This process, vital for cell survival and function, is particularly critical in the complex landscape of the human brain and the dynamic environment of cancer cells. In neuroscience, the precise regulation of protein translation is pivotal for neuronal development, synaptic plasticity, and memory formation. Dysregulation in this process can lead to neurodevelopmental disorders and neurodegenerative diseases, such as Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. Emerging research suggests that aberrant protein synthesis contributes to synaptic dysfunctions, hallmark features of these neurological ailments. Conversely, in the realm of oncology, protein translation plays a dual role. On one hand, it's a driving force for tumorigenesis, facilitating the uncontrolled growth and proliferation characteristic of cancer cells. On the other hand, it's a window for therapeutic intervention. Targeting specific components of the protein translation machinery has emerged as a promising strategy in cancer therapy, offering hope for more effective and less toxic treatments. Post-translational modifications, adding complexity to function. Moving beyond translation, PTMs add another layer of complexity and regulation to proteins. These chemical modifications, which include phosphorylation, ubiquitination, glycosylation, and more, can alter a protein's function, localization, stability, and interactions. In neuroscience, PTMs are the unsung heroes of neural plasticity and resilience. Phosphorylation, for instance, is crucial in modifying synaptic proteins, affecting neurotransmitter release and receptor sensitivity, thus shaping neural communication and behavior. Alterations in these modifications are implicated in various neurological disorders, offering a rich area for therapeutic exploration. The story in oncology is equally compelling. PTMs can transform a benign protein into an oncogenic driver. For example, hyperphosphorylation of certain proteins can lead to unchecked cell division, a hallmark of cancer. Understanding these modifications can unravel the complexities of cancer biology, leading to targeted therapies that can dismantle the aberrant signaling pathways. Therapeutic implications and future directions. The convergence of protein translation and PTMs in both neuroscience and oncology opens a treasure trove of therapeutic avenues. Drugs targeting the translational machinery, such as MTOR inhibitors, have shown promise in both cancer and neurological disorders. Similarly, targeting specific PTMs can modulate aberrant signaling pathways in cancer and correct synaptic dysfunctions in neurodegenerative diseases. As we look towards the future, the integration of advanced techniques like CRISPR/Cas9 for gene editing, and the utilization of AI and machine learning for predicting protein structures and functions, can revolutionize our understanding and treatment approaches in these fields. Conclusion. In conclusion, our fireside chat has illuminated the critical roles of protein translation and PTMs in the intricate worlds of neuroscience and oncology. These molecular processes, in their complexity, hold the keys to understanding and treating some of the most challenging diseases known to humankind. As we stoke the fires of inquiry and innovation, let us continue to unravel these mysteries for the betterment of human health. Thank you for this engaging and enlightening discussion. The path ahead is challenging yet filled with potential, and it's through such collaborative dialogues that we can hope to forge ahead in our quest to understand and conquer the complexities of the human body. Title: The Molecular Story, A Tale of Protein Translation in the Realms of Oncology and Neuroscience. Act 1, The World of the Cell. Scene 1, The Ribosome Rumble in the Bustling City of the Human Body. Two factions dominate the landscape of the cell, the oncos and the neuros. They represent the realms of oncology and neuroscience, respectively. The stage is set in the cytoplasm, with ribosomes and various cellular structures forming the backdrop. The oncos are cells that have started to divide uncontrollably, disregarding the body's regulatory signals. The neuros, on the other hand, are neurons, the cells of the nervous system, responsible for transmitting information throughout the body. The curtain rises to a lively scene where ribosomes, the cell's protein factories, are hard at work. They translate mRNA into polypeptide chains, the primary structure of proteins. This process is the cornerstone of cellular function, highlighted through an elaborate dance sequence symbolizing the translation phases, initiation, elongation, and termination. Scene 2, the modification melody. As the proteins emerge from the ribosomes, they undergo various post-translational modifications. This scene is portrayed through a ballet where enzymes add phosphate groups, phosphorylation, attached sugar molecules, glycosylation, and mark proteins for degradation, ubiquitination. In the onco's territory, a misstep in these modifications leads to abnormal signaling pathways, contributing to cancer progression. In contrast, in the neuro's domain, these modifications play a crucial role in synaptic plasticity and neuronal communication, crucial for brain function. Act 2, The Clash and Convergence. Scene 1, The Onco's Overture. The Onco's grow in power, depicting tumors. The scene focuses on how dysregulated protein translation and modifications lead to the hallmarks of cancer: sustained proliferative signaling, evading growth suppressors, resisting cell death, enabling replicative immortality, inducing angiogenesis, and activating invasion and metastasis. A dramatic musical number, The Onco's Overture, delves into targeted therapies in oncology, such as small molecule inhibitors and monoclonal antibodies, which disrupt aberrant signaling pathways caused by faulty protein translations and modifications. Scene 2, The Neuro's Narrative. The Neuro's counter with their narrative, showcasing how precise protein translation and modifications are vital in maintaining neural functions and how their dysregulation can lead to neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. This scene is visualized through a touching and intricate sequence where neurons communicate through synapses, highlighting the role of protein modifications in synaptic plasticity and neurotransmission. Act 3, Harmony and Hope. Scene 1, The Dialogue of Discovery. The climax brings the oncos and neuros together, realizing that their stories are interconnected. A pioneering researcher character emerges, symbolizing the bridge between oncology and neuroscience. They reveal how understanding protein translation and post-translational modifications can lead to breakthroughs in both fields. Scene 2, The Finale, A United Future. The final scene is a grand ensemble of the cast, representing various cellular components, coming together in a harmonious dance. It symbolizes the collaborative efforts in scientific research, transcending the boundaries between oncology and neuroscience. The closing number, Harmony and Hope, reflects the promise of new therapeutic strategies targeting protein translation and modifications. The curtain falls with a message of optimism, emphasizing the potential for groundbreaking treatments in the realms of cancer and neurological disorders. Epilogue, the takeaway as the audience leaves. They are given educational pamphlets summarizing key concepts from the play, the stages of protein translation, the significance of post-translational modifications, and their roles in oncology and neuroscience. The molecular story not only entertains but also educates, bringing to light the intricate dance of proteins that governs our health and diseases. Title: The Tragedy of Proteus and Histonia Dramatis Personae. Proteus, a noble messenger, symbolizing protein synthesis. Ribosio, a wise artisan, symbolizing ribosome, site of protein translation. Histonia, a keeper of secrets, symbolizing histone deacetylation. Golgia, a skilled craftsman, symbolizing the Golgi apparatus, messenger RNAs, amino acids, enzymes, and other characters of the cell realm. Act 1, The Quest of Proteus. Scene 1, in the kingdom of the nucleus the play opens. In the nucleus, where Proteus is formed, he is a messenger with a vital task, to carry the kingdom's coded messages, DNA, to the artisan Ribosio in the cytoplasm. Proteus, lo, I bear within me the sacred codes, the scripts of life, writ in helical abodes. To Ribosio, the artisan, I must haste, lest the precious instructions go to waste. Scene 2, the workshop of Ribosio. Proteus arrives at Ribosio's workshop, where the translation of coded messages into tangible entities, proteins, occurs. Ribosio, with his apprentices, Ternuz, reads Proteus's message and begins crafting a chain, polypeptide. Ribosio, with care, we link each amino gem, a chain of life, in perfect stratagem. Each peptide bond, a testament to life's lore, a mystery unfolds from the nucleus's core. Act 2, The Enigma of Histonia. Scene 1, The Chamber of Histonia. The scene shifts to the Chamber of Histonia, who governs the accessibility of the kingdom's codes. Histonia, through her actions, histone deacetylation, can veil or unveil the scripts of life. Histonia, in shadows and light, I govern the scroll, deciding which tale shall be told or scroll. With the seal removed, the scripts coil tight, guarding the secrets of life's endless flight. Scene 2, The Council of Regulation. A council is convened to discuss the regulation of the scripts. Histonia's actions are pivotal, influencing which messages Proteus can carry, affecting the kingdom's fate. Counselor, Histonia's touch, so subtle and keen, dictates if the words are hidden or seen. Her power sways the kingdom's protean fate, in the delicate balance, she arbitrates. Act 3, Golgia's Artistry. Scene 1, Golgia's Domain. The play moves to Golgia's Domain, where the newly crafted chains by Ribosio are refined and dispatched, protein processing and transport in the Golgi apparatus. Golgia, from Ribosio's hands, the nascent chain comes, to my realm, where it's shaped, ere it roams. In my halls, the chains find their form and fate, carved, addressed, to cellular states. Scene 2, The Final Assembly. The final scene shows the kingdom in harmony, with Proteus, Ribosio, Histonia, and Golgia playing their roles in life's grand play, ensuring the realm's prosperity and health. Chorus, in the cell's vast realm, each has a part, in the grand ballet of life, a work of art. Proteus, Ribosio, Histonia, and Golgia, in their dance, uphold life's legacy, in perpetual balance. Epilogue, the epilogue, spoken by the narrator, ties the play's themes to the real world, elucidating the roles of protein synthesis, translation, histone deacetylation, and the Golgi apparatus in biological processes, with a nod to their significance in medical science, particularly in understanding diseases and developing treatments. Narrator, thus ends our tale of cellular might, where molecules dance from day unto night. In their roles, the keys to life's grand mystery, unlocking secrets of health and history. Verse 1, Yo, gather round, let's take a cellular ride, to the world of ribosomes, where the magic resides. Tiny but mighty, in the cytoplasm they glide, synthesizing proteins, with amino acids they collide. In the heart of the cell, they're the real MVPs, linking up peptides, like the dopest of MCs. From Myrna's message, They read the script with ease, translating codons. In threes, they seize. Chorus, ribosomes, ribosomes, in the cell's concert hall, crafting proteins, big and small. On the rough ER or floating free, ribosomes, making that protein symphony. Verse 2, now, let's break it down, to the ribosomal parts, large and small subunits, where the action starts. And as the core, with proteins in carts, together they form, a complex that never departs. In translation's game, they play the central role, from start codon to stop, they're on a roll. Binding ternas, they make the polypeptide whole, folding it right, that's the ultimate goal. Chorus, ribosomes, ribosomes, in the cell's concert hall, crafting proteins, big and small. On the rough ER or floating free, ribosomes, making that protein symphony. Bridge. From muscle to enzyme, they build em all, in every cell, they stand tall. Essential for life, they never rest, in the world of biology, they're the best. Verse 3, now, in every organism, they're universally found, from bacteria to humans, they're cell renowned. In every tissue, every organ, they're bound, with ribosomes at work, life's profound. So, next time you ponder, about life's intricate scheme, think of ribosomes, working in every life stream. Creating the proteins, for every cellular dream, ribosomes, they reign supreme. Outro, ribosomes, ribosomes, in the cell's concert hall, crafting proteins, big and small. From translation to folding, they oversee, ribosomes, the key to life's mystery. Sure thing. Here's a modern hip-hop rap about protein translation and post-translational modifications. Verse 1, yo, check the mic, let's dive into the cell's core, where protein translations got secrets galore. From DNA to RNA, the journey's not a bore, mRNA steps up, with a code to explore. Ribosomes latch on, reading frames in a line, decoding each codon, amino acids combine. Peptide bonds forming, in a chain so fine, protein synthesis, nature's own design. Chorus, protein translation, the cellular dance, ribosomes at work, giving proteins a chance. But wait, there's more, after the translation stance, post-translational mods, enhancing the advance. Verse 2, now let's shift gears, to the post-translational scene, where proteins get tweaked. Becoming functionally keen. Phosphorylation adds a phosphate, so serene, altering function, like a well-oiled machine. Ubiquitination tags for degradation, so clean, marking proteins for the proteasome, unseen. Acetylation on lysines, changing the sheen, regulating interactions, like a boss, so keen. Chorus, protein translation, the cellular dance, ribosomes at work, giving proteins a chance. Post-translational mods, in their intricate stance, elevating functions, in life's intricate expanse. Bridge, from Golgi to ER, proteins travel with grace, finding their destinations, each in its place. With mods in tow, they embrace, their roles in the cell, an intricate chase. Verse 3, glycosylation's sweet, adding sugars with zest, ensuring stability, putting functions to the test. Lipid additions, too, join the quest, anchoring proteins, in membranes expressed. So when you ponder, how life's complexities unfold, remember protein translation, a story untold. And post-translational mods, worth their weight in gold, in the dance of life, they're bold, manifold. Outro, protein translation. A journey so grand, ribosomes, ternas, working hand in hand. With post-translational mods across the land, they're the unsung heroes, in life's band. Title, Unveiling the Intricacies, Protein Translation and Post-Translational Modifications in Neuroscience and Oncology. Introduction. Greetings, esteemed colleagues and luminaries in the fields of neuroscience and oncology. Today, we gather around the proverbial fireside to delve into a topic that stands at the fascinating intersection of our disciplines, the significance of protein translation and post-translational modifications, PTMs. This intricate molecular ballet not only underpins the fundamental processes of life but also illuminates the pathogenesis of neurological disorders and cancers, offering a vista of therapeutic opportunities. Protein translation, the bedrock of cellular function protein translation, a process elegantly choreographed within the ribosomal machinery, translates the genetic code into functional proteins. This process, vital for cell survival and function, is particularly critical in the complex landscape of the human brain and the dynamic environment of cancer cells. In neuroscience, the precise regulation of protein translation is pivotal for neuronal development, synaptic plasticity, and memory formation. Dysregulation in this process can lead to neurodevelopmental disorders and neurodegenerative diseases, such as Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. Emerging research suggests that aberrant protein synthesis contributes to synaptic dysfunctions, hallmark features of these neurological ailments. Conversely, in the realm of oncology, protein translation plays a dual role. On one hand, it's a driving force for tumorigenesis, facilitating the uncontrolled growth and proliferation characteristic of cancer cells. On the other hand, it's a window for therapeutic intervention. Targeting specific components of the protein translation machinery has emerged as a promising strategy in cancer therapy, offering hope for more effective and less toxic treatments. Post-translational modifications, adding complexity to function moving beyond translation, PTMs add another layer of complexity and regulation to proteins. These chemical modifications, which include phosphorylation, ubiquitination, glycosylation, and more, can alter a protein's function, localization, stability, and interactions. In neuroscience, PTMs are the unsung heroes of neural plasticity and resilience. Phosphorylation, for instance, is crucial in modifying synaptic proteins, affecting neurotransmitter release and receptor sensitivity, thus shaping neural communication and behavior. Alterations in these modifications are implicated in various neurological disorders, offering a rich area for therapeutic exploration. The story in oncology is equally compelling. PTMs can transform a benign protein into an oncogenic driver. For example, hyperphosphorylation of certain proteins can lead to unchecked cell division, a hallmark of cancer. Understanding these modifications can unravel the complexities of cancer biology, leading to targeted therapies that can dismantle the aberrant signaling pathways. Therapeutic implications and future directions. The convergence of protein translation and PTMs in both neuroscience and oncology opens a treasure trove of therapeutic avenues. Drugs targeting the translational machinery, such as MTOR inhibitors, have shown promise in both cancer and neurological disorders. Similarly, targeting specific PTMs can modulate aberrant signaling pathways in cancer and correct synaptic dysfunctions in neurodegenerative diseases. As we look towards the future, the integration of advanced techniques like CRISPR/Cas9 for gene editing, and the utilization of AI and machine learning for predicting protein structures and functions, can revolutionize our understanding and treatment approaches in these fields. Conclusion. In conclusion, our fireside chat has illuminated the critical roles of protein translation and PTMs in the intricate worlds of neuroscience and oncology. These molecular processes, in their complexity, hold the keys to understanding and treating some of the most challenging diseases known to humankind. As we stoke the fires of inquiry and innovation, let us continue to unravel these mysteries for the betterment of human health. Thank you for this engaging and enlightening discussion. The path ahead is challenging yet filled with potential, and it's through such collaborative dialogues that we can hope to forge ahead in our quest to understand and conquer the complexities of the human body.
Title: Waves of Discovery, a Caribbean drama setting, a vibrant research facility on the Bahamian coast. The bright Caribbean sun casts a warm glow over the laboratory filled with advanced equipment. The sound of gentle waves serves as a soothing backdrop. Characters: Dr. Lila Nevis, a passionate Bahamian molecular biologist; Professor Charles Winthrop, a renowned British biochemist. Act 1, The Meeting. Dr. Lila Nevis is seen examining cell cultures under a microscope. Professor Charles Winthrop enters the lab, his eyes bright with curiosity. Professor Winthrop, Dr. Nevis, I've heard your research bridges cancer and neuroscience through the Golgi apparatus. Dr. Nevis, indeed, Professor. The Golgi apparatus, often overlooked, plays a crucial role in cellular functioning, especially in disease pathology. They walk to a large screen displaying cellular images. Act 2, Unveiling the Mystery. Dr. Nevis, in cancer, the Golgi apparatus is pivotal in cell signaling and apoptosis. Abnormalities in its function can lead to unchecked cell growth. Professor Winthrop, fascinating. In neuroscience, it's crucial for neurotransmitter storage and release. Any dysfunction could lead to severe neuronal disorders. Dr. Nevis, exactly. Our latest research shows that Golgi disruption may be a common thread linking neurodegenerative diseases and certain cancers. They review data on the screen, pointing out various patterns and anomalies. Act 3, The Caribbean Context. Professor Winthrop, how does this relate to the Caribbean context, Dr. Nevis? Dr. Nevis, our environment, lifestyle, and genetic makeup here in the Bahamas provide unique insights. Studying local cancer and neurological cases gives us a different perspective on Golgi apparatus roles. Professor Winthrop, a fresh approach indeed. The environmental factors, coupled with genetic diversity, could offer new pathways for treatment. Act 4, Towards a New Horizon, they turn to a chart showing potential therapeutic approaches. Dr. Nevis, we're exploring targeted therapies that can correct Golgi dysfunction. This could revolutionize how we treat both cancer and neurological disorders. Professor Winthrop, this collaborative effort could be groundbreaking. Your insights from the Caribbean, combined with global research, could lead us to new frontiers in medicine. Dr. Nevis, together, we can turn the tides in our understanding of these complex diseases. Act 5, The Promise of Tomorrow. The scene shifts to a peaceful Bahamian beach at sunset. Dr. Nevis and Professor Winthrop stand looking out at the horizon. Professor Winthrop, your work, Dr. Nevis, is not just for the Bahamas but for the world. The Golgi apparatus, a minute part of the cell, yet so powerful in its influence. Dr. Nevis, yes, Professor. In these waves, I see hope, for cancer, for neuroscience, and for future generations. The Golgi apparatus, our tiny beacon of hope, could lead us to safer shores. They stand in contemplative silence as the curtain falls, the sunset casting a hopeful glow over the scene. End of play. Title, Tides of Discovery, A Caribbean Drama. Dramatis Personae, Dr. Zara Johnson, a Bahamian molecular biologist. Professor Charles Edmonds, a British biochemist. Narrator, sets the scenes and mood. Act 1, Scene 1, on the sunlit shores of a Bahamian beach, Dr. Zara Johnson is setting up a mobile lab. Professor Charles Edmonds approaches, carrying research equipment. Narrator, in the heart where the Caribbean sun meets science, two minds converge. The shore, where waves whisper secrets of the deep, is their sanctuary of discovery. Dr. Johnson, excitedly, Professor Edmonds. Welcome to our tropical lab. Here, we're as close to the heart of nature as we can get. Professor Edmonds, admiring the surroundings, indeed, Dr. Johnson. It's vastly different from my London lab. The perfect place to discuss our recent findings on the Golgi apparatus and its implications in disease treatment, I presume? Dr. Johnson, precisely. Our focus is on how the Golgi apparatus can be targeted to improve treatments for tropical diseases, a subject close to my heart. Act 1, Scene 2. The scene transitions to the inside of the lab, where Dr. Johnson and Professor Edmonds are examining slides under a microscope. Professor Edmonds, the Golgi apparatus, a cellular cornerstone, has roles in protein modification, crucial in disease pathology. Dr. Johnson, yes, and considering the prevalence of vector-borne diseases here, Understanding these cellular mechanisms could be key to groundbreaking treatments. Act 2, Scene 1, the scene shifts to a Bahamian village where Dr. Johnson is talking to the locals about their work. Professor Edmonds observes, taking notes. Dr. Johnson, to the villagers, our study is not just about advanced science, it's about finding real solutions that resonate with our community's health needs. Professor Edmonds, to Dr. Johnson, I admire your approach, Dr. Johnson. Bridging complex biochemistry with practical, local impact is truly commendable. Act 2, Scene 2, back in the lab, Dr. Johnson and Professor Edmonds are discussing their findings. Dr. Johnson, our initial results indicate that manipulating the Golgi apparatus could enhance the efficacy of certain antiviral treatments. Professor Edmonds, intriguing. This could potentially lead to a paradigm shift in how we approach treatment development for tropical diseases. Narrator, as the sun sets, casting a golden hue over the lab, the two scientists continue their work, fueled by the promise of their research and the harmonious blend of their diverse backgrounds. Act 3, Scene 1, the final scene shows Dr. Johnson and Professor Edmonds presenting their findings at an international conference. Dr. Johnson, today, we not only present a scientific breakthrough but also a testament to collaborative international research. Professor Edmonds, our journey from the Golgi's microscopic maze to potential treatments is a reminder of science's unifying power, transcending oceans and borders. Narrator, as the curtain falls, Dr. Zara Johnson and Professor Charles Edmonds stand together, a symbol of hope and unity, their work a beacon guiding the way towards a healthier world. End of play. Title, Golgi Flow, beat starts with a deep bass and a steady rhythm, chorus Golgi Flow, in the cell's dynamo, stacking up, breaking down, in a bio rodeo. Sorting out, from within, to the membrane it goes, got that cellular swag in its molecular prose. Verse 1 Yo, I'm diving in deep, to the cell's core, where the Golgi apparatus rules the floor. Stacks on stacks, cisternes the formation, biochemical station, life's foundation. Process, modify, proteins and lipids, secretory pathways, ain't no gimmicks. In the ER, where the journey begins, to the Golgi, where the real game spins. Bridge from cis to trans, a transit story, molecular tailoring, in all its glory. Sorting signals, vesicles in the queue, destination set, precision true. Chorus Golgi Flow, like a cellular boss, intracellular traffic, ain't ever at a loss. From the nucleus command, to the membrane toss, Golgi's the king, never takes a loss. Verse 2 Check the glycosylation, it's a sweet ride, adding sugars, with a master's stride. Mannose, galactose, sialic acid trend, complex patterns, that signal send. Lysosomes enzymes, Golgi's dispatch, break it down, recycle, another batch. Diseases lurking, when Golgi goes rogue, science on the beat, across the globe. Bridge intracellular postman, with a sorting hat, addressing proteins, swift, and combat. Modifications on point, no debate, in the cell's mailroom, it's more than great. Chorus Golgi Flow, in the cell's grand show, molecular marvel, watch it glow. Science and rap, in a harmonious blow, Golgi apparatus, the star of the bio. Outro so here's to the Golgi, in every cell, keeping life running, wonderfully well. This hip-hop tale, a microscopic view, Golgi apparatus, we salute you. Beat fades out with a synthesized melody, title, The Mystery of the Golgi's Quest Dramatis Personae, Sir Leonard of Biomere, a passionate molecular biologist. Lady Eleanor of Chemistry, a wise and experienced biochemist. The Golgi apparatus, an ethereal representation of the cell organelle, guiding the protagonists in their quest. Duke of Disease, a foreboding figure representing illness and malady. Messenger RNA, a swift and informative character. Chorus of cells, representing various cell types. Act I, the quest begins. Scene 1, the laboratory of Sir Leonard. Sir Leonard is surrounded by scrolls and flasks, deeply engrossed in his research. Lady Eleanor enters, bearing a tome titled The Golgi Apparatus, The First 100 Years. Sir Leonard, Lady Eleanor, in this chamber of thought, a puzzle perplexes, and answers are sought. The Golgi, a labyrinth so intricate and fine, in the dance of the cells, how does it entwine? Lady Eleanor, good Sir Leonard, the Golgi's enigma is deep, a sorter, a packer, its secrets it keeps. In diseases it falters, in health it prevails, a key to the cure, in its function unveils. Scene 2, the ethereal realm of the Golgi apparatus. The Golgi apparatus appears, shimmering and speaking in riddles, hinting at its role in cellular pathways and disease. The Golgi apparatus, in corridors of cells, I reign with subtle might, modifying proteins, in darkness and light. In my folds, the cure for maladies might rest, understanding my nature, is your noble quest. Act 2, The Challenge of the Duke of Disease. Scene 1, The Duke's Dark Domain. The Duke of Disease boasts about his power to disrupt cellular functions, gloating over the confusion he causes in the Golgi apparatus. Duke of Disease, H.A. In the maze of the Golgi, I sow my seeds, twisting pathways, amplifying misdeeds. Cancer, Alzheimer's, my banners unfurled, in chaos and disorder, I conquer the world. Scene 2, The Laboratory of Sir Leonard. Sir Leonard and Lady Eleanor, with the guidance of the Golgi apparatus, delve into the mysteries of protein folding, trafficking, and the implications in disease treatment. Lady Eleanor, see here, Sir Leonard, how the Golgi might falter, when the Duke's dark hand causes proteins to alter. In this balance, a clue for treatment we find, to restore order, and to disease, unbind. Act 3, The Revelation and Triumph. Scene 1, The Laboratory, a new dawn. Sir Leonard and Lady Eleanor, after much toil, discover a novel way to manipulate the Golgi to counteract the Duke's influence. Sir Leonard, Eureka! A method to the madness we bring, harnessing the Golgi, a therapeutic spring. With this knowledge, the Duke's power will quell, in the quest for cures, our triumph will tell. Scene 2, The Duke's Defeat. The Duke of Disease, weakened by the newfound understanding of the Golgi's role, retreats into the shadows. Duke of Disease, curse thee, seekers of wisdom, your victory is nigh, but know this, in the shadows, ever shall I lie. Yet in the light of science, your torches burn bright, in the battle of health, you champion the fight. Epilogue, The Laboratory of Sir Leonard. Sir Leonard and Lady Eleanor reflect on their journey, acknowledging the Golgi apparatus's central role in cellular health and disease treatment. Lady Eleanor, so ends our quest, with wisdom anew, in cells and their organelles, truth we pursue. The Golgi, once enigmatic, now an ally so dear, in the quest for health, a path now clear. Sir Leonard, to future explorers, our tale we entrust, in the realm of biology, in science we must. For in the smallest of structures, great secrets reside, in the pursuit of knowledge, let curiosity be your guide. The chorus of cells concludes the drama, singing of the ongoing journey of scientific discovery and the endless quest to understand and combat disease. Title, The Secret Chambers of Life, a Shakespearean discourse on the Golgi apparatus. Dramatis personae, 1. Lady Sibylle, a learned molecular biologist. 2. Lord Alky Moore, a wise biochemist. 3. The chorus, representing the voice of the Golgi apparatus. Act 1, Scene 1, in a grand library filled with ancient tomes and modern scrolls of scientific knowledge. Lady Sibylle and Lord Alky Moore stand near a large window, gazing at a model of a cell. Lady Sibylle, pray, Lord Alky Moore, gaze upon this wondrous realm, the cell, life's secret chamber, holds the helm. Behold the Golgi, like a phoenix rising, in disease's cure, its role quite surprising. Lord Alky Moore, Lady Sibylle, this organelle so fine, doth process proteins, in a line so divine. In maladies grim, it holds a key, unlocking treatments, setting captives free. Chorus, O Golgi, the courier of cellular fate, in thee, life's secrets intricately gestate. Within thy layers, life's potions are brewed, in health and sickness, thou art keenly viewed. Act 1, Scene 2, the scene shifts to a vision of the Golgi apparatus at work, magnified and wondrous. Lady Sibylle, see how it sorts, like a skilled alchemist, proteins and lipids, in a mystic mist. In cancer's dark hold, it plays its part, offering insights to science's art. Lord Alchemor, and in genetic ills, where errors run deep, the Golgi's pathways, secrets they keep. CRISPR's sharp scissors, with precision they snip, guided by Golgi, on this healing trip. Chorus, in the dance of molecules, the Golgi leads, through vesicles and enzymes, life proceeds. In its labyrinthine folds, cures may lie, a beacon of hope, under the microscope's eye. Act 2, Scene 1, back in the library, Lady Sibylle holds a scroll depicting a disease. Lady Sibylle, behold, this malady, a foe unseen, ravages life, with hand so keen. Yet in Golgi's wisdom, an answer we seek, to bring back health, to the frail and weak. Lord Alchemor, a quest of merit, Lady Sibylle, we embark, in Golgi's corridors, to light a spark. From this organelle, a new dawn may rise, a cure for the ailing, a noble prize. Chorus, O seekers of knowledge, in nature's grand hall, listen to Golgi's silent, yet resounding call. In its secret chambers, lies nature's decree, unlock its doors, and set the future free. Epilogue, Lady Sibylle and Lord Alchemor stand resolute, as the chorus fades into the shadows. Lady Sibylle, in this endeavor, our spirits unite, in Golgi's realm, to seek the light. Lord Alchemor, together we stand, in science and lore, to unravel life's secrets, forevermore. The curtain falls as they return to their studies, the model of the cell glowing softly in the dimming light. End of play title, Golgi Groove, a beat drops, rhythmic and engaging, setting the stage for a fusion of molecular biology and the urban rhythm of hip-hop. Verse 1, Yo, in the cell's metropolis, it's the Golgi's reign, sorting proteins and lipids, in its complex domain. Stacked like pancakes, cisternae they call em, in the bustling cell city, it's the Golgi that's ballin. Transport vesicles coming in, fusion and fission, modifying proteins, with surgical precision. Mannose to glycoproteins, a sweet addition, Golgi's the master chef, in its cellular kitchen. Chorus, Golgi groove, in the cell's flow, sorting, tagging, running the show. In the dance of life, it's got the biochemical moves, Golgi groove, Golgi groove. Verse 2, lysosomal enzymes, tagged with precision, mannose 6-phosphate, that's the Golgi's decision. Shipping out vesicles, to destinations right, like FedEx of the cell, it's shipping all night. Intracellular traffic, it directs with flair, from the ER to lysosomes, it sends cargo everywhere. Secretory pathways, exocytosis in play, Golgi's the orchestrator, in the cell's ballet. Chorus, Golgi groove, making moves unseen, in the cell's hustle, it reigns supreme. Crafting the rhythm of life's molecular tunes, Golgi groove, Golgi groove. Bridge, in disease, it whispers secrets we strive to hear, in Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, its role is clear. A target for therapy, a beacon in the storm, in the Golgi's hands, cellular fates are born. Verse 3, CRISPR tools slicing, with accuracy keen, Golgi's pathways guide, in the genetic scene. In this microscopic world, where wonders never cease, Golgi's the artist, painting cellular masterpiece. From Golgi to cytoplasm, vesicles in a race, delivering cargo, to the right cellular place. Biochemical journey, in this microscopic groove, Golgi's the maestro, making the cell move. Chorus, Golgi groove, in life's intricate weave, in the tapestry of cells, it's the thread we perceive. In the rhythm of life, it's the beat that proves, the power, the magic of the Golgi groove. The beat fades out, leaving echoes of the Golgi's vital role in the symphony of life. Title: Tides of Discovery, A Caribbean Drama. Dramatis Personae, Dr. Zara Johnson, a Bahamian molecular biologist. Professor Charles Edmonds, a British biochemist. Narrator, sets the scenes and mood. Act 1, Scene 1, on the sunlit shores of a Bahamian beach, Dr. Zara Johnson is setting up a mobile lab. Professor Charles Edmonds approaches, carrying research equipment. Narrator, in the heart where the Caribbean sun meets science, two minds converge. The shore, where waves whisper secrets of the deep, is their sanctuary of discovery. Dr. Johnson, excitedly, "Ah, Professor Edmonds. Welcome to our tropical lab. Here, we're as close to the heart of nature as we can get." Professor Edmonds, admiring the surroundings, "Indeed, Dr. Johnson. It's vastly different from my London lab. The perfect place to discuss our recent findings on the Golgi apparatus and its implications in disease treatment, I presume?" Dr. Johnson, "Precisely. Our focus is on how the Golgi apparatus can be targeted to improve treatments for tropical diseases, a subject close to my heart." Act 1, Scene 2, the scene transitions to the inside of the lab, where Dr. Johnson and Professor Edmonds are examining slides under a microscope. Professor Edmonds, "The Golgi apparatus, a cellular cornerstone, has roles in protein modification, crucial in disease pathology." Dr. Johnson, "Yes, and considering the prevalence of vector-borne diseases here, understanding these cellular mechanisms could be key to groundbreaking treatments." Act 2, Scene 1, the scene shifts to a Bahamian village where Dr. Johnson is talking to the locals about their work. Professor Edmonds observes, taking notes. "Dr. Johnson, to the villagers, our study is not just about advanced science, it's about finding real solutions that resonate with our community's health needs." Professor Edmonds, to Dr. Johnson, "I admire your approach, Dr. Johnson. Bridging complex biochemistry with practical, local impact is truly commendable." Act 2, Scene 2, back in the lab, Dr. Johnson and Professor Edmonds are discussing their findings. "Dr. Johnson, our initial results indicate that manipulating the Golgi apparatus could enhance the efficacy of certain antiviral treatments." Professor Edmonds, "Intriguing. This could potentially lead to a paradigm shift in how we approach treatment development for tropical diseases." Narrator, as the sun sets, casting a golden hue over the lab, the two scientists continue their work, fueled by the promise of their research and the harmonious blend of their diverse backgrounds. Act 3, Scene 1, the final scene shows Dr. Johnson and Professor Edmonds presenting their findings at an international conference. "Dr. Johnson, today, we not only present a scientific breakthrough but also a testament to collaborative international research." Professor Edmonds, "Our journey from the Golgi's microscopic maze to potential treatments is a reminder of science's unifying power, transcending oceans and borders." Narrator, as the curtain falls, Dr. Zara Johnson and Professor Charles Edmonds stand together, a symbol of hope and unity, their work a beacon guiding the way towards a healthier world. Title: Waves of Discovery, A Caribbean Drama. Setting: a vibrant research facility on the Bahamian coast. The bright Caribbean sun casts a warm glow over the laboratory filled with advanced equipment. The sound of gentle waves serves as a soothing backdrop. Characters: Dr. Lila Nevis, a passionate Bahamian molecular biologist. Professor Charles Winthrop, a renowned British biochemist. Act 1, The Meeting. Dr. Lila Nevis is seen examining cell cultures under a microscope. Professor Charles Winthrop enters the lab, his eyes bright with curiosity. "Professor Winthrop, Dr. Nevis, I've heard your research bridges cancer and neuroscience through the Golgi apparatus." "Dr. Nevis, indeed, Professor. The Golgi apparatus, often overlooked, plays a crucial role in cellular functioning, especially in disease pathology." They walk to a large screen displaying cellular images. Act 2, Unveiling the Mystery. Dr. Nevis, in cancer, the Golgi apparatus is pivotal in cell signaling and apoptosis. Abnormalities in its function can lead to unchecked cell growth. Professor Winthrop, fascinating. In neuroscience, it's crucial for neurotransmitter storage and release. Any dysfunction could lead to severe neuronal disorders. Dr. Nevis, exactly. Our latest research shows that Golgi disruption may be a common thread linking neurodegenerative diseases and certain cancers. They review data on the screen, pointing out various patterns and anomalies. Act 3, the Caribbean context. Professor Winthrop, how does this relate to the Caribbean context, Dr. Nevis? Dr. Nevis, our environment, lifestyle, and genetic makeup here in the Bahamas provide unique insights. Studying local cancer and neurological cases gives us a different perspective on Golgi apparatus roles. Professor Winthrop, a fresh approach indeed. The environmental factors, coupled with genetic diversity, could offer new pathways for treatment. Act 4, towards a new horizon, they turn to a chart showing potential therapeutic approaches. Dr. Nevis, we're exploring targeted therapies that can correct Golgi dysfunction. This could revolutionize how we treat both cancer and neurological disorders. Professor Winthrop, this collaborative effort could be groundbreaking. Your insights from the Caribbean, combined with global research, could lead us to new frontiers in medicine. Dr. Nevis, together, we can turn the tides in our understanding of these complex diseases. Act 5, The Promise of Tomorrow, the scene shifts to a peaceful Bahamian beach at sunset. Dr. Nevis and Professor Winthrop stand looking out at the horizon. Professor Winthrop, your work, Dr. Nevis, is not just for the Bahamas but for the world. The Golgi apparatus, a minute part of the cell, yet so powerful in its influence. Dr. Nevis, yes, Professor. In these waves, I see hope, for cancer, for neuroscience, and for future generations. The Golgi apparatus, our tiny beacon of hope, could lead us to safer shores. They stand in contemplative silence as the curtain falls, the sunset casting a hopeful glow over the scene. End of play.
In the heart of the cell where secrets dwell, lies the nucleus, a masterful genesis, chromatin networks dancing in twists and swirls, holding the codes, the stories untold. O nucleus in your chromosomal embrace, regulating life with elegance and grace, gene expression in your controlled procession, you weave the fabric of our very essence. With histones and nucleosomes a tightly wound script, epigenetic mysteries in a chromatic crypt, transcription factors binding, with a rhythmic swing, promoters and enhancers make the cellular world sing. O nucleus, a dynamic domain so crucial, in cancer's shadow your balance becomes crucial. Gene silencing and activation in a delicate dance, in the story of life you lead the advance. Splicing and dicing RNA information, mRNA travels with vital information. From the depths of the nucleus to the cytoplasmic seas, a journey of codes unlocking life's mysteries. In the nucleus where genetic fates intertwine, mutations whisper, the onset of a malignant sign. Oncogenes and suppressors in a delicate play, when the balance tips, the cellular order sways. O nucleus, in your realm so profound, life and death in your cycles are bound. In the dance of genes, under the bossa nova sky, you hold the key where the answers lie. In the swing of life, in the rhythm of existence, the nucleus endures with resilient persistence. In the bossa nova beat, hear the cellular song, in the heart of the cell where the truths belong.
You are very important, especially to us here at the New Chemist Podcasting Group. You listening in is significant.
Vous êtes très important, surtout pour nous ici au New Chemist Podcasting Group. Votre écoute est significative.
Usted es muy importante, especialmente para nosotros aquí en The New Chemist Podcasting Group. usted escuchando, es significativo.
Você é muito importante. Especialmente para nós do The New Chemist Podcasting Group. Você ouvindo, é significativo.
Είστε πολύ σημαντικοί, ειδικά για εμάς εδώ στο The New Chemist Podcasting Group. Το να ακούς είναι σημαντικό.
Sie sind sehr wichtig, besonders für uns hier bei The New Chemist Podcasting Group. Es ist wichtig, dass du zuhörst.
Je bent erg belangrijk, vooral voor ons hier bij The New Chemist Podcasting Group. Dat je meeluistert, is veelbetekenend.
You are very important, especially to us here at The New Chemist Podcasting Group. You listening in is significant.
Thanks for listening to the podcast series The New Student Pharmacist, where we discuss chemistry and pharmacy, as well as leaders in pharmacy careers, community, and chemistry and pharmacy research. We encourage you to support the work we are doing and follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts by subscribing for free. We are so glad that you were able to tune in today. Note, the views on the podcast represent those of my guest, and I take care and all the best.
These views do not reflect the guest or interviewee today. These are solely the views of the original podcast host. This is my father's world. I rest me in the thought of rocks and trees, of skies and seas. His hands the wonders wrought. 2 Corinthians 5:20 We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. With that in mind, if you are curious about the growing success or progress of the podcast host, or any of his guests who are persons of faith, here is an optional open invitation to hear the gospel. In the words of Tim Keller, here is the gospel, quotes is, the gospel is this, we are more sinful and flawed in ourselves than we ever dared believe, yet at the very same time we are more loved and accepted in Jesus Christ than we ever dared hope. So if you are interested, feel free to pray this prayer with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. In your name. Amen. If you believed that, you are now saved and a child of God. Take care. God bless. And look for Bible teaching churches or gospel-based churches to grow and develop in Christ.